Tech Podcast this week. Tonight we're back under the Poodle Dome for another week of news and show announcements for the TechPodcast.com network. This is TTW for August 22nd, 2005. I'm Brad Gibson.
And I'm Jan Bradley. On the World's Technology Podcast, tech correspondent Clark Boyd starts rolling out some of the material he gathered in Norway during the past 2 weeks. First up, the Opera web browser. This small Norwegian company has been fighting the good fight against Microsoft for the better part of a decade. You'll meet Opera's ultra-international team and find out why browsers for cell phones and handhelds may be the future. Also, video blogging in Bergen and some pod-safe music from some Norwegian guys who spent way too much time listening to AHA growing up. More at theworld.org/technology.
Need hosting help? Let the Web Hosting Show be your guide. This week on the Web Hosting Show, the voice of the web hosting world, you will hear Mitch's views on the Bush administration's objections to the XXX domain name. You'd also get the rest of the web hosting headlines, tips, tricks, and a few more wacky views on and about the web hosting world. Listen to the Web Hosting Show every Monday at webhostingshow.com.
The Mac Review Cast brings you a list of new freeware for the Mac, and even offers you a bit of insight into a free Mac antivirus program, just in case a virus is written for the Mac one day. Tim also talks about lynda.com and their great online learning center. And we hear from Robert Pritchett at the Mac Companion about his switcher contest and how he managed to crash his iMac this week. For software, hardware, and websites that make using your Mac special, it's the Mac Review Cast.
Join Robert Nelson this week for episode number 23 of the Are You a Geek podcast. We're coming up quickly to episode number 25, and with that, Mark, we may just have to do something special. Stay subscribed for details. We also just set up a new mailing list, so head on over and sign up for that on the website. If you have not listened to the Are You a Geek podcast yet, then you need to check it out. On the podcast, Robert talks about some of the current news stories with his thoughts and opinions. He also highlights and reviews some of his favorite programs and websites. Are you a geek? You can find out more about the podcast at areyouageek.com.
The Typical PC User podcast continues to be the place where you can get help, ideas, and tips for your everyday computer use. On Wednesday, Victor will feature some quick tips and tricks requested by all of you, as well as another edition of Weird News on Tech. On Saturday, Victor will reveal just where in the world some typical PC user listeners are listening from, as well as a review of Camtasia Studio software for all of you wanting to get into the world of screencasting. As a special bonus, if you come by the main site at typicalpcuser.com now and apply for the mailing list, you will instantly become eligible for many prizes that will be given away during Show 50. Prizes include one ticket to the Podcast and Portable Media Expo in November, a $200 value. Typical PC User Podcast. Help for the rest of us.
Slashdot Review is a 10-minute summary of recent items from Slashdot, plus one non-RIAA song. Slashdot Review offers daily news podcasts with a weekend summary on Sunday night. The podcast is a consistent, timely summary of Slashdot, the technology scan of record for business, technology, and public policy. You can subscribe through Odeo, the direct RSS feed, or the BitTorrent feed at slashdotreview.com. Well, that's it for another tech podcast this week. Remember, if you have any related news or comments, to please get in touch with us either by email at tech@techpodcast.com or on the K7 voicemail line at 206-350-8778. TechPodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here.